This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and it's our hump day edition. That came around quickly.
It did.
It's good to hear, though, isn't it?
I know. I'm really happy about that.
Gives everyone out there a little bit of hope.
Hello, Australia.
A weekend on the horizon. Big show today. Mick Coyne has gone berserk.
You're pretty happy about that, aren't you?
It is at the top of Tom Petoskey. He's whooping his strides.
And as the owner of one Mick Coyne, I've... What?
Don't you start.
Well, I might. I might on sale.
We'll discuss the legalities of that in just a minute.
There's more up.
Hey, the Comm Games starts tonight. It's the opening ceremony. Are you excited?
I'm really excited.
Dave, are you excited?
Oh, I can't wait.
Come on.
Love it.
This
come
is
on,
as good as it
you
gets.
You've got to get behind it.
Get behind it.
The Comm Games.
Gold Coast. Perfect.
Opening
match.
Ceremony.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
I'll be tuning in. We'll be running that up the flagpole and seeing who
and
salutes.
And Prince Charles and Princess Camilla.
Right.
What's her name? Lady Lord Camilla? I don't know.
No.
What do you call her? I should have looked up my
Duchess,
royal
something.
Duchess, thank you.
Well,
the Duchess of Cornwall.
Royal Watcher.
You're welcome.
Well, we welcome them. They're probably sitting in the comm car now.
All right. We'll have a chat to them. Will we? No, Malcolm Turnbull, we will.
Oh, we will, actually.
Yes, he'll be in. The MP. Wow. Is it 30 yet? It must be close to 30 straight.
Could be.
Well
he's happy about that. We've got Dave Reynolds coming in, I know.
From Supercars.
Mm. Wow.
Holden. Big
he is
deal.
A really nice guy,
I
this
like
guy.
His style.
I like his style too.
He's a plain talker.
He is. And he's got a very hot girlfriend. I think that's why you like his style. Right, just saying.
Lawrence Mooney will be in. Carl Stefanovic's been papped again.
This is unfair.
I feel his pain.
You
I've
do
been
because
something similar.
You've been through, and we're going to inform what poor old Carl was doing on his own in a Gold Coast airport, being papped. Yeah. Disgraceful.
It's not what it sounds like.
No.
hey, deal breakers. Look, it's a segment. We'll put it up on blocks to see if anyone salutes.
You've got to have a deal breaker, and we'll discuss. Bachelor in Paradise gave me this idea.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, all that, calls, tweets. We might have a preview of my stripping days.
What?
Really?
Dave, don't
Everyone's having a nice afternoon. Why do you want to go and spoil it?
Dangerous Dave and Magic Mickey.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are we all?
We're good.
And hello to you, Jane
hello,
Kennedy.
Hello. How are you, Mickey?
The
Mick
third
Moy?
Funniest lady in FM radio. This
don't,
is.
Don't bring this up.
Well, no, I'm going to.
It's, really?
It was out today. It's FM
Radio.
Her top 20th funniest women. As voted by you, it's on Radio Today, which is a very well-respected...
Oh, yes, it is a very respected
industry
publication.
Rag, stroke, website,
yeah.
Stroke, whatever you call it. Coming in number one, Amanda Keller, absolutely.
Absolutely,
very
yes.
funny lady. Number two, Kate Langbrook.
Well, yes, that makes sense to
it
me
does,
too.
It does indeed.
Good
She's extremely
of
funny and always makes me laugh. Coming at three,
yes.
Jane Kennedy, four, Chrissy Swan. So you're in good company.
Well, they're all my friends. We're all mates.
I would have thought that's a little high.
I beg your pardon?
I would have thought that's a little high.
Where I come?
Yeah.
Where would you put me?
12, 13. Do you think that's reasonable?
How dare you?
I mean, obviously, when you sleep your way to the top like that. come on, be honest.
What?
I could name you at least
Excuse
half a dozen
me.
Names.
Who've, no.
Let's say, helped
Listen,
you on your,
I'm going to get out of my...
On your journey.
I'm going
to... Hang on. Yeah, she's out of the seat. Yeah. You can't
what
do
you
this.
Doing?
This is the first time Jane's got off your seat to head towards Mick.
Oh, clearly.
She's really... She just wagged her finger at me.
She did.
I did wag.
Never
my,
seen
I'll wag anything. More at you in a minute.
You have... Look, could I say this?
What?
You will agree to this.
You idiot.
You have left a trail of carnage behind you.
What
you,
are you talking about?
Enjoy the ride up, because on the way down, there's going to be a load of people waiting for you.
Mate.
Some of them... Your
Listen
friends.
To me.
Some of the stuff I hear around the office, quite frankly, about everyone in the top 10.
What?
Where their ears should be burning.
They're all my friends, actually. And it's very, see, this is the difference between women and men.
Oh.
We all support each other.
You
are competitive assholes and you all bicker about each other behind. That's what you do. Women don't do that because we all are each other's wind beneath our wings.
Short of having one of those, what do you call them, those voodoo dolls. You are quite nasty.
That
no, you are, I suppose.
Did you just say I'm quite nasty?
It's you, Jane.
Listen, I don't come in here to get pummeled by the likes of you, Malloy.
I'm fluffing your pillows.
You're not fluffing my pillows.
You're number three, and I'm saying
you're questioning why I'm number three.
What it takes to go to the top.
You are questioning it.
I voted for you.
Did you?
I did. I put a vote in for Jane.
Well, thank you. Did you vote for me, Mick?
Well,
oh, my God.
I voted for Sam Frost.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know if Sam got on the list.
Well, what?
Now you're embarrassed, aren't you?
Did you write a comment or anything?
No, there was a poll.
Were you made to do it by our station manager?
No, I was not.
Is this
at
what
all.
You did Jane go around and go, everyone?
As a person who was once...
How many times did you vote, Jane?
Oh, my God, I didn't vote. I didn't even know that it was possible.
A couple of logies like this too, haven't you? Sitting at home, getting writer's cramp, filling in all your...
I am speechless for the first time. In radio. But actually, no, I'm over it again. Now I can talk.
Congratulations to you.
Well,
and
I'm
well
very humbled. Thank you. That's very nice.
And I'm surprised I didn't get a mention or is it a thank you speech? Do you
thank
get to.
Thank God you
who
didn't.
Who would you like to thank right now?
Dave.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
And not you. Jane. And our production team and especially not Mick Malloy.
Sam and Jane.
You are
and
in
and
deep.
Jill.
Trouble,
Marshy.
My friend. Yeah. Don't you just besmirch.
Katie Monty Diamond comes in at 14.
Well, so good on you, Katie. Hey.
She's friend of the show.
Special friend of our producer, Sam.
Yeah,
there's
very
a great
special.
Listen, there's 20 great women on that list, and we don't really care where we
come.
Some
are better than others. That's what you were saying just before we went on.
I
you
was
were saying this.
Absolutely.
You say,
my
you say
friends
it drops
know.
Off quickly
I don't
after,
speak like that.
After three or four.
My friends know me. Can we go to a song now?
Well, no, I'm having fun.
You're dead to me.
All right,
I'm dead to you.
Yes.
I've just gone into bat for you, woman.
Mate, I have to teach you how you fluff someone's pillows. Again, this is why you're single. I'm going to tell you how you actually make a woman feel
See
good.
See how she
Stand
lashes
by.
Out?
Yeah.
Just watch your back, everyone. Everyone on that list, watch your back.
All right. Well, there she is, the third most popular woman in Australian radio, Jane Kennedy with Mick Malloy.
Lady Macbeth, I call it.
Stop it.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
I've just been read the right, actually.
Yes.
I don't even know if I can continue doing the show.
You would. That's hurtful.
And I don't
you
condone.
Said about me in the break.
I don't condone violence, but, mate, you're one step away from a big smack on the bot. But really hard.
All right. Okay. All right. I consider myself.
You are on probation.
You're on notice.
Thank you very much. On notice.
Right. Anyway, that's the third funniest woman in Australia.
FM radio.
Ray FM radio talking there. Jane Kennedy.
Thank you.
Who is a proud owner of a Mitcoin. Two went off yesterday. Yep. The Mitcoin, of course, is sweeping the nation.
It's huge.
The world's newest and best currency, Mitcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
Hey, by the way,
353, you could get involved.
You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Insta as well, at Kennedy Malloy. What are you prepared to swap or trade for a Bitcoin?
I've got 98 left. I may or may not give one away today.
Right.
It depends how I feel. I think two went away yesterday. One to the owner of a leading lap dancing club called Kittens.
And that's not a joke.
For exchange of goods and services. And the other one to Jane Kennedy.
Yes.
Who's going to have me and three guests for dinner. This is how it went down.
How about I cook you a meal?
I'm listening.
Maybe some slow-cooked Greek lamb with roast potatoes.
All right. That's for entree?
No, that's main course. Oh, you want entree as well?
I want an entree. Nothing soupy. No soup.
Fried calamari.
Hello.
Yeah, with a bit of lemon.
Hey, Dave, you're not coming. What are you?
God.
What are you? Hey, how many people?
Oh, well, not too many.
And are you sitting at the table or are you just cooking? What are you doing? So there it is. Now, we settled on four, me and three guests. Do you want some names?
Yes, we did. Yes, I do.
Chardonnay, Charisma and Persephone.
I did not agree to have the lap dancing
winners. I've spoken to Craig from Kittens and he said that part of his coin is
Listen,
he's going to provide
I'm...
me with three girls to take to dinner at
well,
your
no,
house.
You can go to the club sans me. Thanks very much. And I'm happy to meet the girls. In fact, why don't I come with you? There you go. That's what we'll do. Yeah, that's going to be a fun date for you, isn't it?
Cramp the style kind of approach.
Yeah, I would have thought I'm going to be there checking everyone
out. But here's the news. You are now the owner of a Mitcoin, and I suppose you could sell that on the secondary market.
Who's to say it might not have already...
Interesting.
You can't. I haven't had my dinner yet. Pick an eight. Till I get fed, nothing...
All right. I know,
over the Goldie.
I've had quite a few offers.
Have you had some offers?
I really
already?
Have.
Like what? Anything?
Well, people are now offering me goods and services.
Right.
So that could be a possibility
as well. What would it take
to
get you 1-3-3-5-3 if you've got something you think might interest Jane for her secondary market Mitcoin?
Well, I'm a very hard woman to please, Mick.
Clearly.
I do have my needs.
Well, do you know what I reckon you would get you across the line? Like a dinner date with hot dogs from
Big Brother.
Big Brother, yeah.
You'd go for that.
No, I would not.
You'd flip your Goldie for that.
I would not.
Your Mick coin.
No, I would not.
What would it take from you? What would it take? I had some great offers.
Did you?
I've had some great offers.
Oh, you have? Oh, actually, you have had some good offers. This is an amazing one.
What?
Someone said, James O'Donnell said, I will trade you a Bitcoin coin for a Mick coin.
Yeah,
I don't think that's crazy.
The Bitcoin's it's very volatile.
Oh, mate, it's probably, what is it, 12 grand?
At least.
For your pissy coin.
Let's do it.
Tay, only one of those coins has a dick and balls on one side.
Well, I think that's a good one. Yeah. You can do that.
Dave, do you reckon you could get make an offer to Jane?
Look, I've been thinking about this overnight. I mean, I really love a Mick coin, but I don't know. I've got a 2003 Hyundai Getz with 160,000 kilometres on the clock.
Oh, for a Mick coin.
For a Mick coin.
Good deal.
Hey, I'm just putting the offer out
there. Got to be in the ballpark.
I feel if I was your Getz, I'd be feeling betrayed.
Right.
I think that's a bit ruthless.
Is that a yes or no?
That's a no.
Oh, you can't get the Getz. You're not there. Damien's on the line. Pardon me.
Hello, Damien.
Damien, have you got an offer? Is this for Jane's Mick coin or one of mine?
Yours, Mickey.
Yeah, what is it?
A certain family member gave me a really lovely, crappy DVD for a Christmas present a long time ago. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'd love one of your Mick coins for the DVD.
That's a bit of a classic.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie, Mick?
I have. I think it's okay.
I was after seeing it.
Yeah. Wouldn't have thought so, Damien. Next, Anthony.
Oh, he's tough, Damien.
Anthony, whatever you got. What's available?
Yeah, Mick, I've got a 2004 Richmond Football Club. It's a mini football. Got it signed at the President's Lunch. It was one of the ones I have sitting on the table. Got it signed by Tommy Hafey.
Yep.
Just got that, and I've signed it as well. So, just for the image.
You've signed it.
Anthony, I think that makes it void, null and void.
Unless your name's Francis Burke, I'm not particularly interested.
Sorry. Yeah,
it can be whatever you want for a few.
He's a forger. It doesn't come with a proper identification.
No.
That is a no.
Hey, what about this one? Luke Tomo Thomas says, what a carton of West End draft.
How dare you? How dare you?
I would rather
drink my own urine.
Oh, Jesus, don't do that. What if West End are about to advertise on our station? They could be a client. I apologise.
That would be false advertising for us.
Well, I'm going to start drinking West End.
That'd have to be a disclaimer. Me too. Mick Molloy does not drink West End.
Do they have West End Light? I'll drink that.
You'll have a West End Light Shandy with Diet Lemonade. That's right, you'll have. Do you know what I'm waiting for?
What are you waiting? Well,
and I mean, look, a girl.
Oh, sorry, you peaked yesterday, with the prize you got.
I would have thought someone's virginity might be.
For God's sakes.
A woman put it up for 1.9 mil. I'm just saying.
For a Mick coin.
There's a Mick coin in it here, ladies.
Please, they're women. Keep your sanity.
Play your cards right.
No.
Two Mick coin. There it is. Two Mick coin.
I will intervene. Trust me on that one.
I don't
think
the lawyers would be happy with that one.
I don't think the lawyers would be happy either.
Well, I'll just palm them off with a Mick coin.
Hey, do you know that there's been the big Commonwealth Bank web crash today?
What happened?
Well, Jenny Anderson brought this to our attention. Yes. Do you know? Mick coin floated. Coincidence?
Oh, interesting.
Get out of the big four.
Everyone's had a bad day with their CBA accounts today.
We'll take more calls later in the show.
Great.
I may give away a Mick coin.
All right. If you have something that you are prepared to swap or trade, you can either get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or 133353. This is not going away. This is huge. Mick coin on Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Your new way to drive home. The world's newest and best currency, Mick coin. What are you prepared to pay?
Yeah, 133353.
Sure.
Give us a ring.
Phones are going off.
Oh,
no surprise, the CommBank has crashed.
It's incredible news, in fact. I was wondering that today when my car didn't work, my debit card. I go, what's going on? Other people going, it's happened to me. I go, oh, my God.
You know what this is?
What?
It's called lying in the corner of the room in the fetal position because you know you've been outgunned by the big coin.
You're looking a bit smug.
Forget the big four. Oh, the big four. Ooh,
no, wipe the smug look off your face.
Westpac. Hey.
Come
I'm with Mick coin.
Man of the people.
Yeah.
Much.
It's like this is better than one of those black Amex cards.
Hey, we've got Ben on the line.
Hey, Ben, what are you going to put up? What are you going to do for one Mick coin?
I'm going to walk through the CBD in one green mankini with I Love Mick Molloy written on my back.
Oh, wow.
That sounds interesting.
Borat style.
That is interesting to me.
I do like it.
You know what I'd like you to do? I would like you to film that, Ben. Send me in the footage.
And then he might think about it.
I will post it and then send out your Mick coin.
You beauty.
You're all in. Right, there you go. Wow. Well done.
Got one. You've got a Mick. He'll get one. He'll get one
he has the evidence.
Once I have the evidence that I've posted it on our website. That's a Mick coin coming your way, Ben, if you cough up the goods and services. Well done. Paul.
Excellent.
Paul.
Mickey.
Only 100 of these were minted. My face on one side, looking like a Roman senator with a laurel wreath.
Mm-hmm. And, what's on the other side?
Dick and balls. But it's kind of obscured, Paul, with a fig leaf. It's very tasteful.
It's tasteful, yes.
Paul, what are you prepared to do for one Mick coin?
Well, I want Jane's Mick coin.
Oh, okay. I'll stand
so
aside.
What I will do is I'm a professional private chef and have been for about 20 years.
Yeah.
So I will cook the dinner that she was going to cook for you, Mick, and so Jane can sit down.
Oh, Paul.
And have dinner as well.
No deal.
Bang, you're
no,
in.
No, Paul.
Bang, you're
Paul,
in.
Paul, I'm going to sue you. Do you know what I call that? Insider trading.
It's not.
I call that insider trading.
I love
that
idea.
That is not happening. She can't.
How happy do I look?
Well,
we're not going to have an argument about this.
Jane says yes, Mick says no.
I'll add two extra courses to the dinner, so you can have a five-course dinner instead.
Oh.
You just want to come because the girls are turning up.
No, they're not coming, Paul. I do have to tell you, there's no strippers going to be there. Is that all right?
What a wowser.
What a wowser.
I'm good either way.
Hey.
Paul, we'll take it under advisement. I'll have to chat with the board.
All right. We'll have to have a think about it, Paul.
And see
I like
if that's
your style.
Up. Steve, you have an offer for me regarding a one Mick coin.
Yes, Mick, I do. It's for you.
Yep.
I've got a Warnie doll out of the VB promotions deal that went out about 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're offering it?
I'm offering it up.
Sold. Sold. That's a Mick coin.
Is it a Mick coin?
It's the VB Warnie doll collector's item. They don't come up often. I'm having that. You are now the official recipient of the third Mick coin. Mick coin three.
I was going to put the beefy one up, but I didn't think Mick could take it. And I was definitely hanging on to the Bernie doll.
I should have driven that bar. I should have made him throw in the beefy.
You've been taken.
Have you got a Bernie?
I've got the set, yes, Mick.
Okay, how much for the set? How much for the...
Oh, no, don't do the set.
Oh,
no,
hey, Steve, turn your mic down. Dave, what about for Steve? Steve.
I'm off
put my mic back.
What about Steve, Beefy and Boonie for two Mick coin?
No.
What are you doing?
No, I'm happy with one. I can't just... They'll look alone in the pool room.
Oh, they would look alone. They'd look so sad in the box.
Am I legally obliged? Did I say sold?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Well done, Steve.
You round, Steve, you dirty rotten stopper. No, I'm happy with the Warnie doll.
Stay
I'll
on the
take
line,
that.
Steve.
And if you ever want to ring again and offer the other two, I'm listening.
Okay.
All right, Steve, well done.
Stay
Wade, what have you got?
Hey, Mick, we want to put you in our V8 supercar, mate.
Sold? Is that one Bitcoin?
Can we take two?
Oh, jeez.
I'm nodding my head for that one.
It's the real deal, Mick.
Okay,
Richard Doldrick. How many?
You mean at Eastern Creek for Mick Molloy to go in a V8 supercar going full pace?
That is huge.
That's correct. We'll put him next to John Bell or Glenn Seaton, one of those pros.
Legend.
And,
we'll
have a look at how he goes.
How many laps?
Oh, 10?
10 laps.
Will he fit in the car?
Yeah. The tyres are worth more than two.
Yes.
Come on.
Two. Sold.
All
two.
Right.
Two McCoy.
We're on.
That's just
thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up.
Well done. All right. I can't wait. That is going to be. That's good talking.
Hang on. What's all happening here?
What do you mean?
This is what's going on. You've got 100 of these coins, all for you.
Well, they're McCoins.
They're Mick coins, yeah. And all these good stuff happening to you, what do I get?
You're going to cook me dinner.
for a Mick coin. Hey, give us a ring, by the way, 133353, anytime if you've got something to trade. And
my God,
Facebook,
that's not going to be
Instagram,
happening.
Instagram, Twitter as well, at Kennedy
Malloy. Have your flipping coin back.
Lordy doll,
Mick is up for trading with the Mick coin, the hottest currency in Australia, in the world right now.
Have your coin back and shove it.
Your new way to drive home.
By the way, kennedymalloy.com.au, as part of Mickcoin, we've got the Mickcoin ledger. So it's a record of every coin that's been distributed. So you know where it's gone
and
what it's worth.
And what it is. And you know what I'm going to do at the end of it, once the 100 coins have been distributed?
Right.
I'm going to put them all together in like a museum gallery exhibition. So you can come along and see the spoils of McCroin.
No one's going to see that. No one wants to see
that.
Yes,
they will.
No, they won't. Well, you're going to send it down to MoMA in Hobart.
Yeah. I will.
On the wall.
You watch, it'll win a prize.
Kitten's bus will be there. So
Kitten's bus will take us down.
Oh, my God.
We will be on fire. Now, okay. Let's turn our attention to the Comm Games tonight, yes. Opening ceremony. The Gold Coast is lifting its skirts and putting on a big show for the entire nation.
And what a great place to have it.
Perfect. I love the Comm Games. We beat up tiny nations.
Feel good about ourselves.
It's going to be a gold medal onslaught.
So I've just got the weather report, and it is looking bloody ripping.
Oh, awesome.
Like, it's good. Looking awesome for
the
next 2 weeks.
I thought there was a cyclone coming.
No, it looks great weather for the next 2 weeks. Lots of sun, maybe a little bit of rain here and there, but that doesn't matter. But honestly, I've got the 14-day forecast. The average to me looks about 25 degrees and sunny for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you for that, Jane Bunn.
Well, it's all right. All right, I'm a weather
well
girl.
Done. Wet and Wild is where they're holding the... the equestrian events. That would be good. Barobi. Now, Barobi, let's talk about Barobi.
What is it?
Well, it's a koala.
Oh, is it?
It's
okay.
It's the mascot. Why is it called Barobi? Do you reckon the mascot? Oh, right. Do you reckon koalas get a pretty good run?
They do.
Oh, it's Australia. Let's have a koala.
Man, so cliche.
Dish it around a bit.
Well, what do you reckon?
A platypus. What about a platypus?
I think that'd be
has there
good
ever
idea.
Been a platypus?
I'm pretty sure there has been.
Where?
The Sydney Games.
I seem to recall a platypus.
Ollie or something. If you
ever, yes, what? Ollie, you're right.
If you ever contradict me on anything, I swear to God, this will be your last.
Oh, I just got this cold shiver. Jeez. The way you looked at Dave.
There should be something more like.
Uh-huh. What about a wombat? Ollie wombat.
A little fatso, a little fat wombat running around. A possum.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
It's the Gold Coast. What about a tule? What about a Tooley?
That's good. I like that one.
Craig the Comanchero. Look out. Here he comes.
Look, those meter maids surely will come out.
The meter maids, we've told you, aren't operating.
Yes, they are.
They're not operating. There's been a legal...
I know there was a brouhaha, but they've got it. They'll still be around. They don't go on strike when they're up there. You'll still be able to check out a chicken.
Will they be at the opening ceremony tonight? What are you expecting from the opening ceremony?
I'm expecting to see, because there's been a little bit of sneak preview, unfortunately, Channel 9 played. They got in big trouble for doing that. Yeah. There's beach scenes with... lifesavers, kids dressed as surf lifesavers. Ooh. They've got sand on the middle of the oval, Carrara. Mm. And I think Delta Goodrum is going to be singing, Ricky Lee Coulter.
I'd like to hear singing. Who? Fairly Arrow. I think that would be good.
Maybe there's a lot of people that might not know who
Fairly Arrow
opened, is.
A local bikie gang comes in and does a lap.
Yeah, no, you're big on the bikies at the moment. You might want to see
Chappelle Corby
back off
brings the baton in with a boogie board under one arm.
That's a good look.
Instead of lighting the cauldron, they set fire to Warwick Kappa's hair. I declare these games open.
That sounds good.
Who's
I'd
doing it?
That.
Who's doing it, by the way? Who's opening it?
I just told you. I said Ricky Lee Coulter and
Delta
Goodrum.
No, I said who's opening it? The Royals, you idiot. Oh. What's wrong with you?
Hey, just since you've got Mick Coyne, you've just
swagger.
Become really up yourself.
Douchebag.
It's the Prince Charles and Camilla, and they're here now.
That's your low rent.
No, it's not.
That's when you can't get any other
Mate,
royal.
He's second in line to the throne, so
king.
He's not. He will be king. But, you know, Prince Charles, is when he travels... It's not an easy show. Not
what
an easy
mean?
Road show.
He's got a rider, has he?
He's got a rider.
He's flying his own private aircraft.
Well, yes, probably because he's flipping Prince Charles. Apart from that.
What's his rider? What's he?
He takes his own toilet seat, which I understand.
What does he?
In fact, I think I'm going to take my own toilet seat everywhere I go too. I've got a thing about toilets.
I'm prepared to loan you my chamber pot. If that helps, you laughed
the
at
royal
my chamber pot.
I don't want your chamber pot. He takes a mattress with him, Prince Charles does, when he travels.
Why?
You know people take pillows with them.
Single,
you see them
so
at the
Camilla
airport.
Camilla can't get in.
They might
Sorry,
be
Camilla,
listening.
It's a single.
Bit of respect for them. Prince Charles, please.
That's the low rent.
Oh,
that's when you can't get
paper.
any other royals. You go for those two.
Well, what are you looking forward to seeing at the Comm Games? There's lots of things that I'm looking forward to.
Well, I like the stuff that you don't see except from every 4 years or so. Table tennis?
You know what? We've just put the table, it's school holidays. Table tennis goes up
How
in the living
fun.
Room. That's yeah. the that's yeah. what we do. In the
Do you know how to win a gold medal at table tennis?
How?
Get there early and get the good bat.
That's true.
Squash, I'm interested in the squash because my squash coach, Paul Price, is coaching the team. I'm surprised I didn't get the call.
Are you telling me he has to coach you?
If they had weight divisions. if squash, that would be my chance if they had like a heavyweight.
Hey, I like the lawn bowls. I like watching that.
The lawn bowls. Do you know I've commented I've commentated.
Yes, I do know.
Out of Darabin in Melbourne.
Yep.
For the Lawn Bowl. So I was like a big Daryl Eastlake type. Here he comes. Oh, it's forehand. I did that. Do you remember Melbourne? Melbourne, they had the flying tram.
Oh,
Melbourne's opening ceremony.
That's right, it did too.
Freaking flying tram came in with wings. And just for authenticity,
yep.
It was carrying a homeless bloke who was sitting up the back with a urine stain on his pants talking to himself. No, they really did that. They really did their homework.
Hey, look, if people still can...
What sports would you like to see there that aren't there? Oh, what about 10-pin bowling? Has that ever been a...
Well, I think it's going to possibly be in 2020. Darts? Is darts...
I'm thinking of sports that... could make me a supreme athlete. Billiards, pool. Is that
it could be.
Well, that's a sport.
What about Pilates?
How do you win Pilates?
Well,
quoits.
Yoga.
What about quoits?
Dog down.
Quoits. Brandy.
Quoits. Brandy.
Brand people with a tennis ball.
Well, next, so I don't know.
Yeah, that I was thinking. Let us know what you're thinking anyway. Sure. If you've...
Also, they still have tickets available tonight for the opening ceremony.
About 120,000, I think.
Well, there's a few.
There's a few floating around.
So
get
go
along.
Go and support.
Support and it. It'll be great.
And
they'll
if you're
do
bored
a great
through
job.
The school holidays, go up to the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast.
Go, be part of history.
Well,
That's
need,
what they
an
want.
An influx of tourism.
Exactly.
Yeah. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking sports that should be in the Comm Games but aren't. Sean's on the line. Sean, what do you think should be there?
I think hooky.
What's hooky?
Well, it's a game. It's like darts, but you throw rings onto hooks and you get a top score.
Yeah,
I know hooky.
Yeah, I remember that.
You had a wild childhood, didn't you, Sean? You really lived on the edge. Most of us.
You'd love it, Mick. You do it when you're sitting on the dunny.
Well, now I'm listening. You've got my attention. Yeah. Darts and quoits while you park a loaf. Lovely. Yeah. Well done, Sean.
Yeah, we'll have a think about that one.
Yeah, something to ponder.
I loved hooky.
I'm prepared to make Sean the shift to me, Sean. The Comm Games. Time to introduce our next guest, Dave.
David Reynolds is the reigning king of Bathurst.
David Reynolds, you are the man.
Is currently second in this year's Supercar Championship after a win at the Melbourne Grand Prix.
Sensational job by the Erebus team.
To try and continue with our good pace and try and hunt the championship down.
Away from the track, we hear he loves a little bit of married at first sight, but like Mick, did not know they weren't legally married.
I watched them get married. Are you kidding? They have to be married.
He races fast cars,
has a beautiful model girlfriend,
and claims to have been the first to do a shoey on the podium.
As we've come to expect from David Reynolds, the shoey.
Please welcome David Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. Wow, geez, there's a lot to wade through there, David.
I think that's all my tags done. I should go home now.
It's a rich and full life that you've led today. Let's start with the shoey. And we saw, congratulations, Hoz, at the Australian Grand Prix, and to see you up there on the podium, having the said shoey that you invented.
Well, partially.
You were the first.
How does it come about?
How did it come about?
Yeah.
Well, I think you do it as a kid, like when you're 14 or 15, when you're illegally drinking, being a little hooligan
in
Aubrey, being an idiot.
Your options are limited at Aubrey.
As you do. Yeah. And I saw a friend of mine, Roel Harris, do it in a ute race when he was on.
Yeah.
When they do that little mock podium, I'm like, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to steal that. So I stole it from him and did it myself.
On the podium, out of a shoe. Well, you couldn't do it today because you've come in here wearing thongs.
You shouldn't have said that.
Thanks
my
for dressing
boss
up.
Hates me wearing thongs.
Really?
Hates it all the time.
Been
so
now.
You just throw me in the water.
Is that a safety issue?
She hates thongs in the pit garage and flat peak hats.
Now she's a ripper because I was watching Bathurst.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
And the camera was on her a lot, which was fantastic. And I always loved to say, look. Yep. I have to say, Mick won't believe this, but I'm a bit of a Bathurst. Let's just say, I am a connoisseur because I was brought up on. Well, we were a Ford family, you see, because my old man used to work with Alan Moffat.
Oh, wow.
So we used to have to wave the Ford flags. And it was a real war on the mountain, wasn't there, for Brocky and Moffat?
Back in the day, they used to burn cars and do horrible stuff up the top.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal.
Indian fisticuffs.
But there were no managers. There were no chick managers in the pits, I'll tell you.
No.
So there you go.
But I think those days were probably a lot more entertaining than these days.
You reckon?
Well, probably if, like, myself, I think I'm born in the wrong era. I wish I grew up in, like, the 70s and 80s. Like, I'm
where there were no real rules.
Yeah, I think that would have suited me.
We could have a beer while you did drove back. I think that were the rules.
Well, I think they used to come in and get a pit stop and like have a cigarette and a can of Coke and then go back out again.
That was why they came in. Yeah. Stretch the legs, have a fag.
The good old days.
Going again.
And off they go. Well, that's fantastic. So there's women bosses. No grid girls. Well, that was disappointing.
Disappointing because where is the next generation of racing drivers going to find their girlfriend?
Is that how you found your girlfriend?
Absolutely. That's how we all find it.
Well, I think the fun police have won here. I don't think it offends anyone. It's harmless fun. It's part of the pageantry.
They get paid pretty well to do it. Yeah. So it sort of takes that industry out and the girls don't make money.
So Jane and the fun police have.
I am certainly not the fun police.
You were a good girl, weren't you? What happened?
I was a wannabe grid girl.
And what happened? How did you turn up on track?
Well, I don't know.
Were you in a suit?
I was in a banana suit. I thought I was going to be a good girl. My old man said, I got you a gig.
As a Bathurst banana girl.
Yeah, it's dressed as a flipping banana.
Pop on this banana suit.
Suffice to say, I didn't meet a racing car driver that day, mate.
I wonder why.
And came home with bruises all over the banana suit. You, your partner is Tahan, she was a good girl, was that the case?
She was
a very beautiful girl. I've seen her. Was she on Big Brother?
She was on Big Brother.
Was she in Hot Dogs? Yeah.
No. Merlin? What year was that? That was like a long time.
That is seriously the only name you know from Big Brother is Hot Dogs.
Fascinated with Hot Dogs and whatever happened to
Hot Dogs. He had his own TV show.
Yes, he did. Up Late.
Up Late was, yeah. It was classic.
Hey, we better talk about racing or we're going to get in trouble from your boss. Most likely. Where are you off to? You're in Tassie this week. Second in the championship.
Second in the championship.
Currently Bathurst is on top. What's your team?
Erebus Penrite Racing.
And you're pretty happy with it. You're travelling well, yeah?
It's a fantastic little team. There's like we're only like a small team of 20-odd people and we're taking on teams that are sort of 50, 60, 70 people deep.
That's a fantastic result.
So, yeah, we punch above our weight and do a fantastic job.
And then you're off. You'll be in Melbourne at Phillip Island, which I love watching the racing. I know the track well. I've done a lap.
You've done a lap on a bike.
Apparently it was so big that he did a wheelie.
It's true.
He took off
and did a wheelie and I'm still to this day don't know whether it was my weight on the back or not. Now, and you, like I thought, married at first sight.
I thought they were married.
I thought they were married. And Jane apparently thinks
your girlfriend
fine to
would know that they weren't really fair dinkum married. And she's just let you just enjoy the show and have your dreams and think, isn't this nice?
During the show, there's no talk going on. There's no
conversing. Of course not.
You have to watch them.
You're talking, telling me like I'm surprised there's no talk. Yeah. Anyone talks in my ass, that show's on, they get a bit of biffo.
Really?
Yeah. Well, come on.
I get growled at, yeah.
You know, Jane was a racing car driver. She did a year in the
Celebrity Grand Prix.
1999.
Yeah. Was it?
Well, that's what you told me.
I was just wondering whether you were born
Did you hit anyone or crash into anyone?
Oh, yeah, heaps. Stacks of paper. Ben Mendelsohn and I actually gave everyone a good run for their money.
I remember back in the day, the commentators used to try and like talk to the drivers and egg them on to crash into other people. It was hilarious.
That was the fun
It was actually,
part.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, the fun police stopped that.
Yeah. Right? Well, there you go.
Yeah, there's no more celebrity.
Where'd you finish?
Pretty far back, you know.
Second, third, fourth.
Last.
That far.
Okay. Third, last.
Well, this is fantastic. Thanks for coming in. And we look forward to following you, mate. You're a top bloke. I like the way you roll. Yeah. And you're saying with the Grand Prix that you in Melbourne, you live just across the...
Yeah, I just live across the road from
Do you ever complain about the noise?
No. Well, actually, I do because they have that V10 in the morning that wakes you up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Come on. Get with it.
It sounds beautiful, but like when I want to sleep till 8, I'm up at... Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just
David Reynolds.
Thanks
so much.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hey, by the way, David Reynolds, who we just had in, Dave and the Supercars in action this weekend at the Tyre Power Tasmania Super Sprint, live and full ad-free on Fox Sports with highlights on Channel 10 and 1.
A cracking bloke.
Awesome.
We'll have to get him back in to discuss.
Absolutely. Now, yesterday I was telling you about Channing Tatum. The marriage had broken up. This is what I said yesterday. Channing Tatum. You know who Channing Tatum is, Mick?
I love her.
Jesus. Channing Tatum.
Sorry, what's he do?
He's the guy in Magic Mike who does the strip.
You know Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Based on my movie, Magic Mick.
Oh, my God.
Which is a lot raunchier.
Could not be further than the truth. Well, it got me to thinking. Yes. You're talking about Magic Mick.
Yeah.
On my mind. And I was wondering.
Has it? Of course it has. You've been daydreaming?
I was having a nightmare last night. But I was thinking, I think I might delve into your past. Mm. There could something.
Don't go there.
I think there's something there.
It was a different time. It was a different chapter. Mm. I'm not the same guy anymore.
Well, just have a listen.
In the cutthroat world of male stripping, he was the top dog.
I'm an alpha male.
All right, you're
please.
An alpha male.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
His unique style of lap dances were world renowned.
No time for small talk. Wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Next time, bring me some ciggies.
And no one looked better in a fully loaded pair of white fronts.
They were cherry ripe too. Like two bulls in a paddock.
Stop. Don't like that.
He knew what worked.
No visible panty line.
And he knew what the ladies wanted.
Very sweet buns.
But those days are behind him.
He was tall and handsome.
Thank you.
Was.
That is the best backhanded compliment I've ever had, gentlemen.
And the years haven't been kind.
I am a plus-size model.
That's true. I think you were referred to as a big tent in this.
This summer, Mickey returns. But has the magic gone?
Personally, I'm old school. I still like to just pop out from behind a tree and go about
and
my business.
Flash.
Yeah, you know, make it feel special.
Can the best calves in the industry own the stripping stage again?
Careful, adults only.
Stand back.
Don't let lock up your daughters. These calf muscles are out of control.
Featuring a bold, unexpected musical number.
I am Mickey. Mickey! I don't care, you can't stop me! I am Mickey!
And a third act twist ending.
I'll get in the jungle, kill all the men, and keep all the women to spread my seed.
Don't miss Magic Mickey.
That's a guy desperately trying to get a room.
Rated R.
You said
wow.
it.
Wow.
That is a guide.
It's a good story. It's a big life.
It is a big life you've had.
Marshy put that together.
Yeah, thanks, Marshy.
Yeah, but you'd see that movie, wouldn't you? It's got everything you need. It's a stereo of the little guy making good.
I think I'll see that on the plane. Hey, stand by. We've got Malcolm Turnbull coming in as well.
Yes, and Lawrence Mooney and Deal Breakers coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it promises to be a rolled gold beauty. We'll be taking your calls in Deal Breakers, Jane.
We will. There's a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise I want to play you, Mick. What happened last night? Fascinating television.
Okay, I cannot wait. Champing at the bit for that. Yes. Karl Stefanovic has been papped eating Red Rooster. I know how he feels. We'll
discuss.
I will discuss it and let you know
That really hurt you. That's one episode in your life.
I was packed by a burrito, eating a burrito.
Well, that's
and
just terrible.
I'll let you know what I was feeling and maybe you can somehow understand what Carl's going through.
Exactly.
Right now, Lawrence Mooney, Moon Man, will be in. He's slaying them at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival as we speak. They've got a big one coming up
for
Sydney
listeners. We'll let you know about it.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but in the meantime, why don't we welcome him to our studio, Jane
sitting
Kennedy,
upright
the third
because...
Third funniest woman in Australia, as voted by the listeners of, what is it,
Radio Today,
which is a very, very good,
huge industry heavyweight.
Magazine.
Always happy to come third.
So here she is talking directly. She's a podium finish for Jane. She's done well. And I'd say there's a bit of grunt under the bonnet yet. Could go the whole way.
Careful.
But anyway, in the meantime, please welcome the PM, Malcolm Turnbull.
Thank you very much. You've left me standing here like a spare dick at a wedding.
That's right.
I mean, really and truly. I'm the number one man, and what a night it's going to be. The opening ceremony for the Commonwealth Games.
Are you going to be there?
Well, of course I am, but I thought I'd drop by and say hello first.
That's very nice
Isn't
of you.
Congratulate Jane. Congratulate Jane.
Congratulations
being
on being in the top 10. Of course, your next guest was in the top four in radio's Today, funniest people on radio.
And where was the said host of Kennedy Malloy?
Well, maybe you need to Googleize.
Michael Malloy, funny and
through
find
the
out.
Keeper.
Oh, okay. Well,
why don't you find
interesting.
Out?
Oh,
those placings came out some weeks ago, so maybe we'll get somebody out there on it.
Well, it's good to see Lawrence Mooney rating in the polls. I think, what are you up, 30 for 30? No good. Has that come out yet?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, I think
you Now, look, you know, the Comm Games are in town.
We need to know.
And now, are you going? Are you a
Who
huge
Who doesn't love
fan?
The Commonwealth? Well, first of all, let's talk about the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. I'll be there for a number of reasons. First of all, it's a great photographing opportunity.
Sure.
I also get to say Borobai. Do you know what Borobai is?
Yes, it's we'll the stupid koala.
That now,
stupid
yeah.
koala.
It's a koala.
It's an indigenous name that means travelling together, Michael.
Oh, thank you for helping me with that, Mr. Turner.
But it's also a blue koala.
It's a blue koala.
Once in a blue koala. And and of course, I get to say Anastasia Palaszczuk, which is one of my favourite words to say.
Is she going to do a speech? She is, I think.
Well, no,
she's
they are not allowing
That's
her
terrible.
To speak.
And what was the reason again? It was bizarre.
Well, Teith Beattie has given some kind of. I call him Teith. I've got a nickname for everybody.
You are, you're good. You're like Trump.
Old Teith Beattie has said that she hasn't got a place. I would have thought the Premier of Queensland.
I would have thought so too.
But of course, us on the right, because she is a communist, we call her Palaszczuk. Palaszczuk.
You know,
Palaszczuk.
What about we enjoy hanging out with Prince Charles and Camilla?
Absolutely, they're a lovely couple.
Did you get on well with the royals?
Well, I'm a Republican, and you know that because of the referendum in 1999. and you know, I'm just waiting for the Queen to fall off the perch, and then we'll make a push.
You'll make a push?
Absolutely, we will.
He's bringing his own.
I mean, the Duke of Edinburgh has been put into hospital today for a hip operation.
Yes, that's true, but it was scheduled.
I think it's actually smoke and mirrors. They're pulling up the screen.
Oh, no.
They're about to shoot the old horse.
Not really. No.
I think so.
Really?
Would have been good to see him out here, Prince Philip.
Of course it would.
With so many minority nations floating around.
Bit of casual racism at the Commonwealth Games. Oh, you know, saying to the javelin throwers, don't throw that spear at me or some such.
Are you even like into that. Sport, Mr. Turnbull?
Well, no, I'm not.
No.
I have to pretend
you
to
you
like
have a beer
a
at the footy?
Well, I had a beer with my granddaughter, Alice, last year, and everybody hit the roof, said it was, why are you drinking beer around a child? Logically speaking, they should have been angry if I had have had a cup of tea, because you can spill that on the baby.
Oh, it's hot water.
Hot water, yes. So a beer was okay, but anyway, it was my first beer. And I said to my chief of staff, what is this? And he said, it's beer. And I said, it's very refreshing. Is it widely available? And he said, yes, it's everywhere. I said, well, I think I'll have another one. And I had another one, and a curious thing happened, Jane. I felt like punching a relative. I'm kidding. No, I felt terrific. I felt heady. And I was yelling out, come on, the Swans of Sydney. Do more catching.
You got right.
I love the catching.
Do you have a favourite beer, if you had to choose?
Well, I don't want to play favourites, but, of course, something from my home state, a two. He's new, a scooey of Tui. That's what I like. Now, I saw that your team was in Adelaide, Michael.
Yes, I was over there to see that, yes.
And that someone was screaming abuse at Damien Hardwick.
That's right, it was, for the coach of the Tigers.
Turns out that it wasn't abuse at all. It was a simple sentence. How does it feel now, Damien? You're not at the MCG. Isn't that polite? Because I remember once upon a time, Richmond supporters used to spit on their own coach. those memories, yes. Yeah,
he's just had it a lot worse than that.
Hock a massive gorby onto Spud Frawley.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you by. You're heading up tonight. What would you like to see at the opening ceremony?
Well,
we had a winking kangaroo last time.
3 hours of opening ceremony. I believe there's a very, very energetic routine with beach towels. And of course, then there'll be fight.
What are you talking about?
There's a beach towel routine. Yeah. Channel 9.
Talking about Schoolies Week.
That's right. Or a nudie run. They should do
march,
that.
A Toolies March would be good.
A
that's
right.
A thousand Toolies into the.
You could lead the parade.
Well, I would. I'm out. I'm proud. If I had my way, there'd be a Toolies Week.
What would you like to see at an opening ceremony representing Australia? You know, some guys in utes doing burnouts.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
For lighting the cauldron with a cigarette flicked out of the driver's window.
13 schooner run.
Well, we'll be watching you.
Thanks for swinging by.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I've demanded my staff go and rustle me up this FM radio's top 20 comedians from this rag. Radio Today, I've never enjoyed. Jane, because Jane's been crowing
rag.
All day and,
I've not been crowing.
Banging on about the fact that she's hopped straight into the top three.
I have not been banging on. I've said
they're
all my
six
friends.
6 weeks of radio, and look at her.
We women, we support each other.
Well, on air you do. I think that's fair, but let's be honest.
Don't you?
You've just been witness to the same conversation as me, haven't
don't
you?
Go there, boyfriend.
And now, so how's this? So you've you just revealed to me, Lawrence, in a very self...
Oh, sorry, yes, pardon me. Revealed Lawrence me. Mooney is here and joins us. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Loz.
That's Lawrence very nice to be rated here. Number four on the FM radio's top 20 comedians.
Yeah, number four.
In what universe?
I mean,
what are your bona fides?
The point is we need to find out where you come from.
I'm an eight.
What is appalling is Sam Pang's in there.
Sam Pang.
Should have a word to him.
It's a typo. It's a typo, that is. Sam Pang.
Sam Pong.
You know what you call the King of Zing, he likes to call himself. Do you know that's how he introduces himself?
He does not.
Hi, my name's Sam Pang. I'm the King of Zing. There was an article in the paper calling him the King of Zing.
I'm going to defend you, Sam.
Because Sam is a close friend of all of ours. Yeah. When people come up to me and go, oh, I love you on Have You Been Paying Attention, but Sam Pang, he's good, isn't he? I just load them with racial stereotypes. And then, 5 out of 10, they'll go, I thought so. Yeah. I'll say he's very sneaky. He doesn't mind eating a domestic animal.
Cannot drive.
Lives in a flat with 10 of his relatives. And people go, yeah, I thought so.
All right, let's move on.
Hamish and Andy are number five. They're two people. How can they both come in at Hamish and Andy number five? Are they Siamese twins or something? The D-Generation 9, that's a bit generous too, I would have thought.
Well, you said it, not me.
That's not one person either.
It's not.
That's a whole team.
I am.
Well, if you're nicer to people on the way up, Mick, this is what happens. So take a leaf out of my book.
Which two women with a Y are ahead of you in the field?
Well, there's Amanda Keller, and that's fair enough, and Kate Langbrook, fair enough as well.
Yeah. You've said that through gritted teeth.
I am not. I am not gritting my teeth.
You should see a vision board in the office. It's not good for them.
No.
It's not good for them.
They know.
The crosshairs.
Can we move
on? Hey, now, what about you? Did I hear the Comedy Festival? Is that where we're going?
It's happening, yep. The Comedy
How's
Festival
it going?
Has been great.
I hear nothing but good reviews about
your
shows. A good report.
Malcolm Turnbull's got his own Tonight Show, and there's a different guest on the couch every night.
Yep. Mm.
Sometimes it's a politician, and sometimes it's a random from the audience. Now, last night, I had a man who people said, well, that was hilarious, but it was clearly set up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no set up. So I asked people whether they vote Labor, Liberal, or Greens,
sure.
And this guy whistled and clicked his fingers. Click. And
Liberal. I'm going to say Liberal.
I love that in a man.
And put his hands up and goes, Liberal. And I said, well, good. And Malcolm Turnbull in his voice said, good on you, bide your time, champ. And then he pointed at his watch. He goes, it's a Rolex, mate. And I went, well, you've won yourself a place on the couch.
Brilliant.
Here we
go. He is amazing.
Really?
Now, the great thing about a real liberal is you can't insult them. So Malcolm's up there putting a lot on this guy, just hanging crap on him left, right and centre. The audience is laughing. He's lapping it up like a badge of honour. So I said, you know, where do you live? He goes, well, I've got two properties. I said, but where's your primary residence? And he goes, well, I shared a time between both of them, depending on what week it is. And then he just points. Just his finger goes straight out. He goes, see her. And I went, and I turned. There's a beautiful woman sitting there, embarrassed, dying. He goes, that's my third wife.
Oh, this man's fantastic.
So, isn't he? It's fantastic. So I turned to her and I said, what part of Estonia are you from? And he goes, good one, funny, close, Polish.
Well, that's
it just kept rolling to the point where he grabs my shirt by the collar. He goes, what's this, tarot cash? And I said, Malcolm said, no, it's actually a Gant. And he leans forward, craning his neck out. So I look at the tag on his shirt and he goes, check out what my shirt is. And I look at it and it's like, I go, Bassini. And he goes, that's right. All my shirts are Bassini. Embroidered with my initials, pulls his cuff out. There's his initials on
it.
What
a knob.
And then he goes, like my luggage. And I was like,
oh, he's got you. He is covered.
Well, you couldn't.
He's not there from the Comedy Festival himself getting material.
I want to go see his show.
Me too. That's hilarious.
I believe he really wanted to come along and see an evening with Malcolm
Turnbull. Oh, that's
fantastic. May have been disappointed. There was a guy pretending to be Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, that's
funny.
Get
our guy? Did you get James here from the show?
James Blake, your producer, was he came along first guest.
Oh, that's great. And, how'd he go?
Well, I thought I was going to scar him psychologically, so I
so
went
did
gently.
We,
did
actually.
He mention his three wives?
No.
He does wear a Bassini shirt, though. But no, I said to him afterwards, you know, how did you go? And little did I know that we had put the rabbit in the briar patch. He is a thespian. He studied theatre studies.
Had your hands full, didn't you?
Yeah, he was just glowing under the lights.
He handles himself
very
well.
Puffed the chest out. Oh, well. It's like, oh, no, here we go.
And you
created a monster.
Bill Shorten went to your show too.
Bill Shorten went to my show and his son Rupert said, no, you cannot be on the stage. He's 16 years old. He has to live with the fact that his father's the leader of the opposition. Yep. And
did he enjoy your Malcolm Turnbull?
Yeah. Bill, somebody said they were watching me and then watching Bill, loving every moment of it.
Sounds fascinating.
Bill has been texting me with insider words on the Liberal Party all week. So.
Fantastic.
You've been listening to the fourth funniest man in the history, apparently, of FM radio.
Damned by faint praise, isn't it? One of the
unbelievable.
Where are
so
you?
The highest we can get is three in this room, is it?
All right.
That would be me. All right.
What are we averaging?
This is like Red Bull. So you're getting podium, and back here somewhere is.
She's the most ambitious woman I've ever met. Oh. She has come into
you
here.
You listen.
She has strafed the room.
I carry
she's,
you.
She's scrambled it, over honestly. Bodies, left a trail of carcasses in her wake. It's, it's currently three.
Who is Eva Peron?
I'd be careful if I was you, Loz. You just want to stick on my good side,
fix
please.
You up.
Madonna will write a musical about you. Don't cry
I can only
for
hope.
Me, Mick Malloy.
I can only hope. Hey, where can we see Loz?
All right, Lawrence Moody.
We got the, is this last
You want to do that? You want to get Alec
I'm just getting things. Like, someone's got to be the professional around here.
Well, we got Alec on the line. Is this the guy from your show last night?
Alec?
Hello. How are we?
Alec, were you my guest last night on the couch?
I was.
Now, Alec, you might not want to say your surname on air, but what I was fascinated, because Malcolm said, how many surnames do you have? And you said three.
AZM, the initials embossed on the luggage.
That's right.
Alec, have you got along? Did you think you were seeing the real Malcolm Turnbull, or did you know it was going to be this cad Lawrence Mooney?
Look, I knew it was Lawrence, but I do love his Malcolm impersonation because he has the same beliefs as I do. So he pronounces words the same way.
And Alec, I'm just wondering, do you work in sort of the money game?
No, I work in the medical industry.
And I picked Alec's job. I said, do you flog titanium hips to obese people whose bodies have collapsed? And he goes, absolutely, I love the obese.
I'm a medical sales rep, so people are getting larger in life and sicker, and you know, it's great for our industry.
Well, Alec, I'm happy to say you've won two tickets to go and see Lawrence Mooney on the show.
I thoroughly enjoyed you.
I might be able to bring my fourth wife.
Alec,
just out of interest, which house are you calling us from today?
I'm actually in South Melbourne, near you guys.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Well, great to hear.
The other property's at Mount Martha.
Thank you for
wonderful
calling,
Alec.
Well done.
Mooney, Melbourne and Sydney Comedy Festival with his hit new show An Evening with Malcolm Turnbull, The Athenaeum, The Enmore in Sydney, lawrencemooney.com. Book tickets now.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
So I'm dabbling back into the world of reality TV at the moment.
Oh, here we go. That didn't take long.
Well, I know because I've decided I've got a love-hate relationship with it.
Yes.
And I do like it, but I don't like what's behind some of it. But it is a bit of fun.
You like it, but you hate yourself for liking it.
Sort of.
That's pretty much how
it goes. But
then
I get over that pretty quickly.
I see it, and you're straight back into it. I've seen you do this. So destructive.
Bachelor in Paradise is on at the moment on Channel 10. And I quite like the premise of this. They've just got all the losers from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. They've chucked them on the island that Jared, who went the blub, you know, the island where he ran down the beach, sadly, by himself. They're all on that island in Fiji.
He's hilarious.
They ply
Is he on deck? I'd almost watch that guy.
He's on deck.
He's the saddest man I've ever seen.
Oh, no, he's super happy at the moment because he's met another girl that looks like Sophie Lee and it's just headed for another disaster. It's just so awful to watch it happening. So they're all on this island. But this is what I was thinking about, what a deal breaker is. So the premise is the girls and the guys take it in turns of giving each other a rose. And there's generally more guys than girls
it's
at
getting old,
stage.
Isn't it, the whole rose
thing? No, because
thing?
What happens is now...
Tropical Island, why don't they give them a pineapple?
Well, they got them in the drinks.
What about a frangipani?
They've got frangipanis
but
aplenty.
Why don't you give a rose on a tropical
just
island?
Just shush and I'll tell you. Stop giving suggestions and it's better than yours. They ply them with cocktails. all day and all, right? So they're boozed off their
served
brains.
Served in a coconut?
Pretty much.
Yum.
They don't eat a lot. So they are boozy. They're in their bathers.
I like it.
There's tats. I've never seen so many tats in my life on girls both. As well. Yeah, right. Both. Anyway, so Lorena, who's the dirty street pie girl, she was wooing a bloke called Jake, who's an absolute douche. Just saying. He really is. I'm not joking.
All right.
And... sorry, Blake, his name is. Did I call him Jake? It's Blake. So she is feeling 100% confident that he's going to give her the rose because they've been talking and wooing each other. Mm. And the big moment comes.
Have they had sex?
No, they haven't had sex. No one's had sex yet. No one's,
frigid?
No, no one's frigid. Trust me, they're not. The girls are up for it.
Good.
Let's just hear what happens. It's the big moment for the rose.
Blake is talking to...
Blake is talking to
Lorena.
The room of all women.
Oh, right.
And she's 100% confident. He's going to give it to her, but okay. We need him to say her name.
Yeah. Great.
Let's have a listen.
I know that Blake is giving me his rose, and I'm happy to accept it.
Lenora.
Lorena.
Oh, hell. Oh, my God.
Blake genuinely has no idea what my name is.
So he's actually called her another name.
How many people are on the island?
He has one job. There's about four on the island, right? So he has one job.
I feel like being in this room.
Correct.
I
go,
all right,
Dennis.
Sarah.
And he calls her something like Lenara or something. And another girl goes,
he's in the
tip, you
right?
Mean Lorena?
Wow.
And he goes, oh, F me. Yeah, her.
Oopsie.
And
here's trouble.
She won happy.
And how's he going? How'd his rose go?
Well, we have to find out next episode. She's not going to go. She's not up for it.
She's
now,
a nutcase, this woman, isn't she?
Well, we don't go that far and
you
say that.
You were pretty much suggesting
listen,
that she's
if you
capable
say
of all
that
of...
again, just let me have my own opinion, if you don't mind. You don't have to put me in of what I think because I'm
this
quite
is a, you've
capable
You've got to say this is an off-air conversation. You have to preface what you say.
That is still rubbish.
Yeah, you do.
You are
otherwise
scurrilous.
I will use
stop it.
It.
Listen, that was a deal-breaker for me. If you are with someone...
She's a nutcase. Cuckoo.
If you're always...
I'm doing an impression of you now. I'm making this... I'm making the twirly thing beside me.
You are not doing an impression of me.
She's a bit... I gotta.
Dave... I've got, look, I
Dave,
keep looking.
Dave, what's
I
your
I look behind
Dave,
me,
your
I
opinion?
Look around me.
What's
Jane, you're gone cocoa bananas.
Dave.
Look at you. You're off
Come
tap.
On,
you're
I am.
Focus.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Oh, now you're interested all of a sudden.
I just want to get to the end. What's happening?
Can I just tell you too? Dave goes, we don't have a lot of time here, Jane, by the way, just as we're about to come on air. Well, that's not my fault that people are stringing this out. It was a deal breaker to me is if you don't know someone's name when you're on a date and you forget it. There's another deal breaker. And Carly Kuoko, you know who she is, don't you, Mick?
Kuali. Did you see the mascot for the com games?
She is. She's the pretty blonde chick on Big Bang Theory. She's like makes $2 million an episode.
Right.
Okay, she has revealed that she is once
never watched an episode, by the way.
I don't care. I don't care.
It doesn't trip my trigger. No.
Let me finish. I'm not talking about you. Kaylee has revealed that she once dumped a famous boyfriend because he was an incredibly bad, what do you think the next name is? Now you can come in on it.
Root. This is the only thing that...
Tipper.
He was
a really handsome guy. He was quite a well-known celebrity and he was a shithouse tipper and it used
that was
to
it.
Be
she used
excruciating.
To so she went,
for
no, not good enough. Out.
Deal breaker for me too.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. If you go out, I can't stand it when people go, oh, well, I'll just, you know, tip 3%. This is what this bloke used to do. And in fact, it was probably 2%. She's out with him and he's got dough and he's going, oh, I might do this. Mm. Bad look. So I'm asking what...
So she's happy for him to pay. So it doesn't have an issue with
no,
that.
No,
they
would
split.
She
wants him to tip handsomely.
They would split.
I didn't see that in the original
because
story.
It's assumed now.
Yeah, I just
you
think
can
you're,
split.
You're backtracking here. Oh. You want men to...
I'm exhausted, actually.
Okay, so what are you saying? Deal breakers?
Is that a deal breaker for you? If you go out with someone and they don't, and they're a mingy tipper.
Happy that they were buying
I don't like it. Or if you forget someone's name. That's pretty bad.
That would not be good.
So we're looking for your relationship deal
breaker. What is your deal breaker? Yeah. I broke up with a girl because she didn't like The Simpsons.
I understand that. That's fair enough.
I broke up with another girl because she was just cramping my style at the football.
No, that doesn't count. And that's dumb. Sorry.
Hey, it's my deal breaker. You don't get to say if my deal breakers are
really
good.
What was the deal breaker part of it?
I didn't like it.
She wasn't into the football?
Well, my behaviour at the footy gets a little...
It's your behaviour of 24/7 that gets...
She doesn't need to see that.
Now I can't whistle. Let's go to a song.
We're taking calls.
Yes. Oh, are we?
1-3-3-5-3.
Give us a deal breaker. You like?
We'll do it and we'll take your calls after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking relationship deal breakers.
Deal breakers, because you were watching Bachelor in Paradise and he got a name wrong. In your eyes, that's a deal breaker.
Well, you would have thought so.
I'd give him a second chance.
Oh, well, you never know. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Good. What's your deal breaker when you're about to go on a date with someone? What do you want in a
relationship deal breaker? Yeah.
Well, you know, a Sheila that knows how to eat meat, you know, no vegetarians.
Okay, vegetarian is a deal breaker.
Scotty, yeah, look, that could be. You just don't think you could come at that. You want to see a girl hoe into a big steak.
Well, yeah, I grew up on a farm and that's
fair call, mate.
It's like,
how you going so far, Scotty? You got someone?
Got a meat eater?
Yeah.
Got a meat lover?
No, I'm not interested anymore. I've gone the lonely track now.
Scott, it's time to get back in the saddle.
You don't have any need for a deal breaker.
No.
Deal breaker.
The other one is Sheila's a don't take care of the lady garden too.
Scott, just one will do.
Scott,
you know.
didn't ask for a list, mate.
Give him a prize.
Yes, you got a cinema voucher, $100 worth. Go gold class with someone.
On your own. Sheila who doesn't take care of the lady garden. Scott, you're a man, a giant among men.
Wow.
Very ballsy, and you clearly aren't with a partner.
Yeah, you wouldn't be getting
away with that.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good.
Now, do you have, we don't need a list, but what's a bit of a deal breaker for you?
Well, I was once seeing a gentleman who owned a multi-million dollar company. Took me out for lunch to a lovely fancy seafood restaurant in Port Melbourne.
Yep.
And after we left, we went for a bit of a drive and he said, well, it's your shout for coffee.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't like that?
No.
Wow.
Wait,
okay.
Did he buy the dinner?
Did he buy the lunch?
We went Harvey's.
Yeah, okay, so is... Well, Linda, I don't know. That's tricky because, you know, we like to say that we're all a bit independent now and we like to go 50-50.
Yeah, I know. But when a gentleman has a multi-million dollar company, you think a coffee wouldn't break him.
Spring for the coffee, you tight ass.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying, Linda?
Yeah.
That's exactly right, Mick.
How much it cost this idiot? How much? Just a double.
$3.50.
Maybe he was. $3.50. Maybe it wasn't true and he made the whole thing up.
Throwing a croissant.
He might not.
Throwing a little something for the little something a little savoury. Mm. And you're away.
Thank you, Linda.
And Linda, I'm guessing had he bought that coffee, would he have got lucky?
Maybe.
Yeah. probably want to establish that before the coffee exchanges hands,
exactly.
I would have thought.
He would have bought you a whole bunch of coffee otherwise.
Style.
I'm Michael.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good. Yeah, what's a deal breaker for you, Michael?
Oh, a bit of a big one for me because I love going camping. I go every few weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is when... It happened to me a while ago, but someone I was with refused to come camping.
Ah, well.
And was completely against the idea.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. What did she want?
She wanted a hotel in the city, did she?
Pretty much.
Yeah, she wanted a hotel in the city with
this is a big one. This comes up quite a lot amongst
with
people that I know.
A bidet and a little...
No. See, I'm a camper. I love camping.
You're not a camper.
I am a camper. I knew you'd say that.
You consider a four-star hotel camping.
That is rubbish.
I've seen you in action.
You have not seen
Get
me
off
camping.
Your private plane.
Stop
you go,
it.
Go lunch.
I'm a camper, Michael, and I think there's a lot of women I know who don't fancy...
Where have you been camping?
I've been camping all over New Zealand, I'll have you know. Geez. Stayed in huts. I've been camping in... All right, Sam, what's a deal breaker for you?
Oh, many, many years ago, back in the day, I actually just met this girl and I had gone to her flat to pick her up. We were going to go out and I went to get a drink from her fridge and she said, you know, go help yourself. There was a board, you know, one of those thumbtack boards with all these pictures pinned up, you know, and she was telling me, you know, she was showing me this is my friend and so forth, you know, giving me intro through the photos. And I saw a picture of a tummy, of a gut, right, with a lit cigarette hanging out of the belly button. And I said, oh, who's this? Who's this? And I was sniggering as I was pointing at her. She said, oh, that's me. And I thought, oh, that's it. The wall went up.
Wow.
That was one of the last times, actually. So that, I just couldn't get into that date at all. Otherwise, oh, this chick's a pig.
We can't approve of that language, Sam. Price for you.
Maybe. Jeez.
She's having a good time, bit of fun.
If you can't have
a cigarette in your belly button.
Take your gut out.
Come on.
Pop it on the fridge. What's the world coming to?
I don't know.
Thanks for your call, Sam.
I think I know that girl.
Your new way to drive home.
Just about done for another day. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive home.
Jane Kennedy, the third most funniest woman in the history of FM radio.
Not the history. Well, I don't want to sell myself too big. But
well,
you know.
You're right up there.
I'm in great company. There's a lot of very funny women. We're all the same. We're all equals in my eyes.
For now. Now, listen, a friend of yours, friend of mine, has been papped at the airport eating Red Rooster. And it's.
When are they going to leave?
Don't laugh, Dave.
When are they going to leave our friend,
Dave.
Carl Stefanovic, alone? 10:30 this morning. He's finished doing a horrendous today's show.
Off the face of the planet.
The wind, the rain was insane. They had to do the show. He's tired, he's hungry, he's got to Gold Coast Airport, and all he wants is a bit of Red Rooster.
No.
Bang. Papped, outrageous, in the paper. And Mick, you can relate to this.
I can, Carl. I'd give you a big cuddle if you were here right now because I feel your pain. I've lived through it.
This is a terrible time in your life.
It was a terrible time in my life. I was in Bondi eating a burrito and I was papped with a long lens from across the road. And the invasion of privacy is something that you have to experience to believe. That was a private moment between me and a burrito. And,
you were really giving that burrito a good hammering, weren't you?
I was making love to that burrito. That burrito was in a lot of trouble.
There's a lot of sauce
coming. And there we are.
Out.
I know we've posted it on our website, me and Carl, side by side, two giants of the industry just having a quiet moment.
Sure.
What is the world coming to? This is really, it has got my
We
goat.
Give so much to you people. All we want is a moment.
You give.
Eat a burrito.
That is outrage. A man can't eat his chicken wing in peace.
Check out a Kennedy Malloy on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
Shocking,
It's just the world disappoints you sometimes.
Was it chicken or lamb, by the way?
It was lamb. Right. It was lamb burrito.
Let me perk you up again because
what?
Buddy, we got so many great
Mick coins up and about.
Suggestions of people want to trade.
We gave away a few today, I think. I think we're about 5 Mick coins down.
We are. We had some great ones.
We did indeed. And we've got some that are still lined up for tomorrow, which are going to be unbelievable. There's one I'm very interested in, and I think I'm going to drop a Mick coin on this.
Really?
Yeah.
You're feeling that confident already. We've got some great comments on our Facebook page. Arthur Beck says, and he sent a picture of some sheep. I'll offer one of my finest ewes from Mick Coin. There you go. But you're not allowed to put in a burrito.
How many burritos?
Hey, we're happy to trade. Keep your suggestions coming through on Facebook at Kennedy Malloy. Back tomorrow with Andy Lee.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.